What do you know? What do you know about angels? I grew up picturing angels as beautiful young women dressed in white with big fluffy white wings and maybe a halo. The more I study the word, the more curious I become. It occurred to me that I could not remember a female angel ever being mentioned in the Bible. So I hollered at Google and asked her. She confirmed for me that although angels are neither male nor female, they are always referred to as the male gender and named accordingly. That showed me once again why I cannot trust my mind to tell me the truth. While I was on the subject, Father took the opportunity to take me a little deeper. Did you know there are 9 classifications of angels? I did not. The highest order in the hierarchy is the seraphim, each with 6 wings, 2 for covering his face, 2 for covering his feet, and 2 for flying, Isaiah 6:2. Second highest is a cherubim. I have no idea why I picture cute little babies with wings and chubby cheeks. In reality, I couldn't be further from the truth. They had human faces in front. Each of the 4 had a lion's face on the right, a bull's face on the left, and an eagle's face toward the rear. Ezekiel 1:10. Also in Ezekiel, we learn of angels called thrones or wheels. They stood on wheels and moved only straight forward. 4th are the dominions. 5th are the virtues. 6th are the powers. 7th are the principalities or princes. 8th are the archangels. The 9th and final order of angels are the guardian angels. Demoncipedia in Angels at demoncipedia.com is where I got this information. If you want to know more, you can research for yourself, but always back up your info with scripture. There is a great danger in leaving out the book. You may think your guardian angel is a beautiful young woman of peace, when in reality, it is a masculine figure holding a sword ready for war. Or you may believe the media's idea of a cherub, a cute little baby with wings who shoots love arrows at people. Another scale fell from my eyes as I once again saw the contrast between God's ways and man's ways. You can't know the truth if you don't go to the source.